Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Luis?
Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank
you.
I'm glad you have the right person on the line, sir. Thank you. And I would like to ask you, sir, in this case, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania.
Just Arizona.
Just Arizona. Thank you. And also, just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
62.
Thank you so very much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Almost certain to vote. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? In your own words.
Geez, one issue is nothing is one-sided, but if I had to pick one, I would pick security.
Thank you so much, sir. Security. Your opinion is extremely important. I appreciate that. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
I skipped that one. They're both pretty bad.
Okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Well, probably for Kennedy. Not that
Robert
it's very.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Junior. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their opinions. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means there's no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
50.
50? Okay.
Yes.
Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you so very much for that, sir. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kari Lake?
Republican.
Republican Kari Lake, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Gee, both are terrible.
Okay. But do you lean more, would you say somewhat more in Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or somewhat more trust Donald Trump?
Somewhat more towards the conservative solution.
Neither of the ones that I mentioned then, right, sir?
Yeah, probably neither.
Okay. And please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Yeah. No, strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure in cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Agree or disagree?
No, that's not the reason. The reason is to incorporate them into the working population.
Do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I disagree. Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. I understand. Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Agree or disagree?
I somewhat agree. Somewhat agree.
And President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
No, I disagree. I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, right? Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree? Thank you.
Yeah.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
I agree. Strongly?
Okay. Mm-hmm. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. And moving forward, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. If President Biden enacting that program, a program that grants works permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
I agree. More likely.
Much more likely in this case or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay.
Again, because I strongly agree on this issue, but there are so many other facets, right?
Correct. And in a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Would you say somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely. Okay, thank you. One moment, please. And also, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Also somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Same options, please.
Yeah, somewhat more likely.
Thank you so very much for that. And now please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
What are the options there?
The options are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylums, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Same options.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump's and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Nah.
They're
somewhat
concerned.
Concerned.
Oh, somewhat concerned?
No, somewhat.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway, to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Very concerned on that one.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very concerned.
Okay, thank you. We're at 77% complete, almost done. I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border, whereas Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden or Trump?
The first one. The first one. Right.
Biden approach much more closer, or Biden approach somewhat
closer? Closer. Somewhat.
Somewhat closer, right. Thank you. And now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
More for Kennedy.
Okay, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
Okay, and what relationship to them? Like, are they your coworkers, family members, acquaintance, or friend?
Oh, just people I know, acquaintances.
Okay, thank you so very much. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Univision, Spanish language radio programs, Facebook, Instagram, MSNBC, and CNN, or other major news network channels or websites? TikTok?
Other.
Oh,
other,
okay.
Mostly Reuters and BBC.
Okay. So you don't see YouTube, ON, or Newsmax, Fox News channel, or websites?
No.
No. Okay. None of the above. All right. Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Recently, Mexico.
Recently, Mexico. Okay. Thank you.
As opposed to originally hundreds of years, Spain.
Okay.
But really a Mexican, now U.S. citizen.
Exactly. And were you born on the United States mainland or in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No. Another country.
Can you please specify?
Mexico.
Mexico. Okay, thank you so much. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English?
Equally.
Spanish and
equally.
English equally. Okay, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Closer to the Republican Party.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
Postgraduate work, but it's not really a formal master. So I have a bachelor's degree, and I studied more, but did not achieve. They were not formal master type coursework.
I understand. And also, what is your religion, if any?
Protestant.
Protestant. Okay, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Luis.
Luis. Okay, thank you so much, Luis. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Okay, we
know that
you're not interested in a follow-up research study then.
Right.
All right,
mm-hmm.
No worries then. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Have a great evening. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.